Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs. All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Christy, and welcome to the Healing Fountain. Happy 1 year anniversary. It's been a year. Are you there, ladies?
Yeah. Wow.
Here we are.
What? I can't believe it.
Here we are.
Well, we're having a party. I thought we were opening straight up with celebrate good times.
We made it.
Yeah,
through 1 year.
Don't say we've got technical hitches already. Well, it won't
okay.
be the first time.
Yeah, it is good now, Sean. I can press the song. We had some technical issues indeed. Here we go. Make it a demonstration. That's why you did
anyway,
we've
got the fabulous John Lucas on again tonight. Here we go. Celebrate good times with us.
Yeah.
Cooling the gang.
Yeah,
we're cooling. We're cooling the gang as well. Do you remember that one, Gary?
Yes, I do. It actually was my time. I read about it, but I'm like Marika.
Yeah, well, I was just a twinkle in my daddy's eye.
Yeah, we don't lie very well, do we?
No, we don't. I'm blushing.
Long ago, when the moon shone like a huge government commodity cheese, there we were. Long ago.
Oh, dear.
It has been a year.
Already. I know. Can you believe it? And you're celebrating your birthday during the week, aren't you, Gary?
I did. Yes, I had my birthday was last Thursday. And
you were 20, were you?
Yeah, I was back in 19. Blah, 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 I was born.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. And you're only a baby, weren't you?
Yeah. It's been a beautiful celebration. It's wonderful. I'm celebrating my new arrival to the Massachusetts area, Boston area. Celebrating my working side by side with Kimberly, and we've got much to celebrate. There's a lot to celebrate.
Yeah, well, you've moved house as well this week since last Wednesday. No, since last Monday, you've moved house. Wow, it's all happening.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
And did you say you've moved from Louisiana to Boston?
That's correct, yeah.
So we'll have a tea party. How about that?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't make this. And that's why I couldn't make the show last week is because I was... I was arriving right during showtime, so I was getting off the airplane. Actually, getting out of the airplane. I wasn't on the airplane. I was in it.
Why not? New way to fly. Stand on the wings.
Yeah. The airplane. No, thank you. I'll get in. Let the daredevils get on. Anyway, we're here and I'm grateful and amazed and... just humbled the way all of it is unfolding. It's pretty amazing. I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And we're celebrating our monthly return of John Lucas, Beyond Healing John Lucas, and he's going to be coming along shortly, in a minute, to explain his method of healing to us. Well, not he doesn't call it healing, he calls it deleting the imprint of pain, and he does that instantly and permanently for a large percentage of our live callers. So if you are in any pain at this moment now, call in.
Exactly.
And the telephone
yep.
number, do you want to tell them what the telephone number is, Gary? Have you got that off the top of your head?
Say that again. I didn't hear.
The telephone number. Have you got the telephone number on the top
oh,
of
the
your head?
Oh, the phone number, yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, good.
It is 646-929-0461. I'll put that in the chat.
Yeah, but say it again for people out there who want to phone in that are not
it's
in the chat.
Yeah, the number is 646-929-0461. And feel free to call in a little while. We'll be taking callers, and John will be fixing folks, helping them with their pain.
Yeah, it's John's repair shop night.
Exactly.
Yeah. Instant
okay.
pain deletion. Wow.
I would like to ask you to take to get your candles ready for and a birthday cake, and lots and lots of water to clean yourself, rinse yourself, and I would like to play a lovely song before we bring John on. Here we go.
Okay.
Great. Celebrate you. And we have six type it in the chat room. That was lovely impromptu music.
Yeah, it sounded like a party.
It did sound like a party. Well, I think we'll get over to it. Where is it?
That was
right,
very
then,
interesting.
Very.
There's lots of surprise.
Yeah. Before we bring Sig on, I hope Sig's going to phone in. Or, if you don't want to phone in, Sig, Violet can patch you in if you've got your Skype open. And before we do that, though, we're going to have John on to tell us about his therapy, which I call a therapy, which he doesn't.
Oh, can I share the link first so people can
see the link?
Yeah. Okay.
Then we can
the link is in the chat room for the video later on. We are going to do it a little bit different today. We do the mantra, and we see it in a video because I created a lovely video of it. So preload it. Click on the link, and then you click pause on the player and mute the sound of the YouTube video because I play it on the switchboard later. And please send me a heart in the chat so I can see that you're ready. Okay. And now we can bring John on.
Well, before
John.
We play the video, just one second, Marika. Before we actually play the video, after we've brought John on, we're going to do the candle ceremony and then we'll play the video. Okay.
Yeah.
We're doing it a little bit different
like
tonight. Today.
Yeah.
Sorry. There you go, John.
John, are you there? Hello, John.
Hello, I'm here.
There you are.
Yes. Hello, John.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. Good evening or afternoon or whatever it is, wherever you are. I guess people are listening all sorts of places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all over the world. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And I'm pretty excited about this video, too, because Marika put this together. It's her mantra, and it's beautiful. And there's some great Merkabas and different things in the video, and I'm excited about it. And it's my favorite mantra done by my baby sister. So I'm just putting in a plug for you, Marika.
thank you. Well, actually, I have to give thanks to you for recording the sound and to Violet Light for helping me, teaching me how to create mandalas. So,
So right. Everybody go ahead and click the link and pull up the video and mute the sound, pause the player at its very beginning. And when you've done that, send up a heart. The heart will be the ticket. There's my ticket right there. So, John, how have you been? Let's talk about your method of healing that you do. For those who have tuned in for the first time, you've been on our show many times already, but just let us know, kind of briefly recap for us, what it is that you do and how you do it.
Well, okay, I've been working on people for a lot of years, and most of those years it was hands-on work with kinesiology and detoxification and iridology and all the natural methods, and I didn't know that it was becoming something else. And now when I work on people, I use physics, I go beyond physics, and I still use the muscle testing because I'm using myself to test, you know, whoever or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So doesn't matter who you are or where you are in the world, or you can be in outer space, it really doesn't matter. I can check you and delete the frequencies, blueprints, and imprints in people of things that are going on. And everything has a frequency and everything has a blueprint. And so I delete that. And when I do, it's like, well, your telephone, if there's no frequency to your telephone doesn't exist. And Einstein would have told you the same thing. So I've learned a little bit from him and a lot of other people out there.
Uh-huh.
So I delete the imprint in you, and if you have, and this isn't just for pain. Today we're working with pain. We're just deleting pain for people. But you can delete the imprint in someone for negativity, things in their life, like patterns that keep reoccurring,
mm-hmm.
Relationships, inability to make their career and their work go anywhere, their communication skills can be, the old ones can be deleted, and they can have new imprints to where they begin to change, see changes in those areas. So it's virtually unlimited. You can delete the old consciousness that you have and imprint a new harmonious consciousness, things that people work 40 and 50 and 60 years for, we can do very, very quickly within seconds or minutes.
Uh-huh.
So it's a whole different world from the therapy world that I was used to and that most people are used to. It's like I have a business card I hardly ever give to anyone. It says, when you're tired of therapy and you want results. So the idea is to delete what the imprint and the whole frequency of what is going on so that you can tell me you're not experiencing what you were before, whether it's a back pain or a writer's block or you can't communicate with anyone and nobody ever likes what you say. It doesn't matter. It works for basically anything. Don't want to make any claims. I just do the deletions and the new imprints, if necessary, and you watch the changes.
Okay. Very quickly, in the chat room, someone asked, can you do it with someone who is just in the chat room and not talking? You would rather connect with them through voice, like if they call in, right?
Well, it's nice to be able to talk to them.
Okay.
I do that with my clients. It really doesn't matter. They can be anywhere. But it's always good to talk to them.
Right, right. You can find out where it hurts, that sort of thing.
It's good for other people to hear that they are getting a response.
Yeah, exactly, right.
That's, yeah.
Now we're going to light our candles. We always make a ceremony out of lighting them because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send out love and healing all around, out to all mankind. So I'm just lighting my incense as well. It's Nag Champa and it smells beautiful. And someone needs to mute their mic before I ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. Someone needs to stop pressing the video link. Because we're going to do that in a little while. There's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is a sacred number that maximizes the energy. So we're going to say the names three times. We're going to say Archangel Michael, Michael, Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel, Uriel, Uriel. Please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment In the name of divine truth, live in light, live in light, live in light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'll also ask for the assistance of the Archangel Metatron, Metatron, Metatron. We ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, Sananda Jesus, the Christ, angelic energies, and Magdalene energies. Please be with us now. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 20 therapists in the chat room, and we're going to ask Marika to do the countdown to the link to the beautiful mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Sean. That was beautiful. Okay, here we go. So everybody, when I count it down, click on the link. Make sure the player is muted. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. we feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy, you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Instead of a meditation, we're going to have callers because we're going to bring John back on to delete your pain.
Yes, and we're back and we're here. Are you there, John? John, I think it's... there you are.
I had to unmute.
Ah, yes. Yeah. some of my best stuff I've done while on mute.
Yeah, I was talking to myself there for a second.
Yeah. Welcome to the world of radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
Internet radio. Yeah, some of my best material, the most profound revelations I've ever done have been on mute. So, well, we already have one caller, and I want to go ahead and encourage others to call. If you're in physical pain and would like John to help you out, give us a call at 646-929-0461, and John will connect with you and do his amazing thing of deleting the pain. So we already have one caller on, and we'll go ahead and
get right. You know the country code, though, Gary? Do you know what code from the UK?
What code do you call from the UK? Is it 01?
What code? I don't know.
Well, I don't either because I don't use it.
All right. Because you live there,
I think
right?
It's 001.
001.
US,
okay, well, try 001 or just 01. 646-929-0461.
Right. Now, let me get to the first caller. It's Monique Matthew, who is on Click to Talk. And hello, you're on the air. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry about the bad sound. I don't have a headset.
That's all right. We can hear you. How are you?
I'm okay. I was just really curious. I've had a lot of neck and shoulder pain for a really long time. So that would be my physical pain.
Are you in pain right now?
Yes.
So do your neck and shoulders hurt you right now?
Yep.
Okay. We can do a little work on you and see what happens here. And you were about to talk about emotional pain, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, how are your neck and shoulders right now? See how they feel. Feeling better?
A little bit, actually. That's where it feels looser because it's a lot of tension that causes the pain, and now I feel like I can move. Wow. I can move them a lot easier because it used to feel like the muscle was almost rock, and now I feel like I can rotate it.
Yeah, well, I know that feeling. I have been there. Is it all gone?
I'd say there's still some left, but it's I'm stretching and it feels a lot better.
Yeah, it takes your body. Sometimes it takes it a couple of minutes to process.
Okay.
It just goes through natural realms of acids going away and cleaning out, and the body it just can take a couple of minutes. Some people say it takes longer, and some people say a split second, and it's just all done. You never know, but when the deletion is done, the deletion is done. So tell me now that I've been talking, see if it's gone now.
I'm so confused. I feel, it's pretty amazing. I'm a lot looser. Like, I still feel there's tension, but it sort of feels like it's disappearing.
Yeah. How long have you lived with that?
I've probably 15 years.
I have had people say 40 years with things, and then poof, like that, it's gone. And that's normal. I'm used to that happening. Because this is not really guesswork. This is deleting what's out there that's linking in and causing you to have whatever's going on.
Okay.
So it really doesn't matter basically what kind of pain it is, whether somebody's diagnosed you with fibro-hoochie-coo disease or you're injured your knee or your back has hurt for 30 years and it's because of toxic kidneys, whatever. It really doesn't matter. Because I just access that whole imprint and blueprint and frequency in you and just erase it, just like that.
So it's just sort of...
Same thing with broken hearts, things like that, the emotions. And we don't do... I'm not doing those on the radio. That's, you had to contact me for deeper work and lifetime work. But those frequencies are just gone in a split second, like you never had them.
That's amazing. I didn't realize that could happen so quickly. Thank you very, very, very much. I'm just processing this. I'm just like, I never thought that this, I thought that I would just live with this forever, to be honest, but.
Yeah. And I don't, if there are other things, things occur in life, and before your birth, there are things that you're born with, and then things build upon each other. So that's why I do lifetime deletions. And if you look at my website, you'll see a services page, and you'll read through the different things I offer. And I always test people before I do something to see which one is really appropriate.
Okay.
There's the physical, there's the emotional, there's the work environment, there's all sorts of things. And can I give the web page out before I go on?
So certainly.
It's the website. Is a beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, and that's John spelled J-O-H-N, beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, and I have an email, and it's a little different. It's lucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com, and it's spelled L-U-C-A-S-L-U-C-A-D-A-M-S shan@hotmail.com. And they can call me in the States, too, you know, if they want to call me, 325-829-3984.
Okay, so that's beyondhealingjohnlucas.com, right? All one word.
Right.
Great.
Can I just say thank you very much, John?
You're welcome, Monique.
Thank you, Monique. And, yeah, I sit here time after time, and I'm just amazed. People call in, and they're in pain, and then they're not. It doesn't fail to amaze me. It does not cease to amaze me.
And it doesn't matter, really, because, you know, you can be in dental pain, and, you know, there's microbes and infection and bacteria. I just access all the imprint related to anything going on there and, you know, delete it, and I expect your pain. I'm not going to make a claim, but I expect it to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I did that in abscessed teeth for me a number of years ago, and poof, it was gone. And, you know, that was a biggie. That's some real pain.
Yes, it is. As anyone will attest who's had any dental pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty intense stuff.
You can dental pain and prostate pain. People will bring them down to their knees, you know, or, you know, cramps and that time of the month for a woman, and some women are in such pain, it's just it puts them in bed. I say, you know, everything's a frequency. Pain is pain is pain. Just access what's causing it, and I expect it to not be there. Not this month and not next month.
Wow, that sounds great. If any girls out there want to call in, what happened to
Yes, we have another caller. And Monique, you're welcome to hang on and listen if you'd like, or drop off and go back in the chat room. But I'm going to go ahead and mute your microphone and get to the next caller. We have a 954 caller, and I'll go ahead and bring you on. 954, you're on the air. Are you there?
Hi there, this is Sig. Can you hear me?
Hello, Sig.
How are you guys? Doing good?
We are perfect. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
Nice to hear your voice.
Same here. On the phone, that is.
Well, yeah.
What can I do for you?
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing real good. Are you in pain?
I'm glad to hear that. What a gift you have. Well, hopefully you can help me out here. It's like I wake up in the morning and I feel like I'm 110. And
Yeah, I understand that. You might want to call me. You might want to call me for a whole lifetime deletion for things related to that. Are you in any pain right now? Physical pain?
Not right now, really. Not in any real physical pain.
Yeah. You know, people wake up exhausted for a lot of different reasons. Their adrenals can be exhausted. Those are blueprints and imprints. Their thyroid, they can have toxicity. They can be in a toxic house. They can be overloaded with years of poisons. And the lymphatics settle down during the night, and all this stuff just settles in you, and you wake up feeling like, you know, a truck ran over you. And you might feel better by the end of the day if you're really lucky.
Yes, I do, really. At the end of the day, I feel better.
Yeah, my suggestion for that is contact me and let's talk about doing a whole, you know, lifetime deletion for you.
All right. Okay. I knew mine was a bit serious.
Well, I've lived it. I mean, you know, there's scars that people have in their physical body that no energy goes through, and that causes them other problems. They've had surgeries or they've had falls. You know, there are so many migraines. That's kindergarten stuff, in my opinion, but it's terrible, and it has causes. And when you delete, the lady who did my website had a migraine. I wanted to be on her radio show, and I said, I want to do something for the host each time to show them this is not hoodoo. It really works. I deleted the imprint. It was gone. She did my website for nothing and keeps it up, and that's been over a year, and she has not had a headache since.
Fantastic. Well, I don't suffer from migraines, thank God.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay, so I will check out your web. Excuse me?
I've been there, done that.
Well, good. So I will check out your website then, and I will contact you.
Okay. What's your name again?
Sigrid. Sig short, but the full name is Sigrid. Sigrid.
Okay.
Correct.
Fine. Okay.
So be looking for me.
I'll be watching out for you. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling, Sig.
Sure thing. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Good to hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Talk later. Bye.
And you can hang on, too, or drop off either way. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and mute you. That's it for the callers right now, but I want to encourage anyone who does have physical pain to call in at 646-929-0461. And I have a question for you, John. Can you help someone by proxy, meaning they're not here, they're not present, but they have physical pain, and can you do it through someone else? Like, because I have a friend of mine that does have some dental pain, and I was
right.
If you could help that person, even though they're not here.
Right, I don't need to go. I don't go through anybody. I don't need surrogates or pictures or files or anything like that. Been there, done that, and this is way beyond that. That's why it works in a split second. So it doesn't matter. But can your friend call me?
Not right now. They're actually, it's Kimberly. She has a bit of a dental issue. She called in a couple of weeks ago. I was just curious.
Well, maybe she'd call me and let me do a whole deletion on her.
I'll have to run it by her. She's 50, in her 50s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You say that's your daughter?
No, actually, she's my co-host on the
TV. Oh, okay. I'm saying, well, now that would make you how old? Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to work that out.
She's just my friend, my co-host. We do a radio show together. And she's got some dental issues and couldn't be here right now because she's doing some things with her family. So I just was wondering.
Also, Gary, can I just ask John if he can do anything for someone in the chat room whose son is having a fit right now? He has a special needs son who is having a fit. Can he do anything for the little boy?
Well, I can't make a claim, and I'm just doing pain today. I can't make a claim that I'm going to treat something like that that you just said. Not in this country, I can't. I can just do a little frequency thing here and see if he's better. She might want to contact me.
It's healing.
But I don't want to get involved in a lot of other things here. But I did a little something frequency wise, so she can let you know if he's better or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would appreciate it if she would let you know and let us know.
Okay. Well, we'll ask him. It's his son, and we'll ask him in the chat room. Unless he's gone offline, said he may have to go offline. But if he's still there, we'll ask him in a minute. But I just thought if you could do something right now, that would be a help.
Already,
I know you say you can't claim to, but it doesn't matter if you do it, does it? You know, if you can do it, it doesn't matter whether you've claimed it or not, does it?
Yeah. Well, if she'd let us know, I'd appreciate it. I did some imprints, so.
Great. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So she says, listen to the program. She can let us know.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
she said
truth
he's calming
life,
down. Good.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Truth of Life is saying it's just the pain that you're deleting and not necessarily the ailment itself, which it doesn't matter, does it? You're treating symptoms and taking away the pain of the symptom, which is what people have the problem living with. It's the pain that is really hard to live with, even if you still have the disease. If it doesn't hurt, you can cope with that better, can't you?
If you delete an imprint of something, there is no imprint to cause that something. See, I don't live in this disease world that most people live in. I don't believe in it that way because things start way beyond the physical and link into the physical. Now, I just deleted some imprints for this boy, I guess it was. I would not be surprised if he did not have whatever problem he is having anymore. I can't say yes or no on anything, and they might want to contact me for some other work. I don't know. But that's why I wanted her to stay, you know, stay with you in the show and let's just see how he is. And, yeah, I do one little thing on somebody, and sometimes they'll tell me 10 or 15 things are cleared up.
Wow.
Because they're so linked, and I don't access things the way somebody thinks of, oh, treat this disease. This is not even that way, and to explain it is virtually impossible, except everything is linked. There are holographic patterns. There are energy fields. There are fields beyond what is understood that exist. And when things are not existing there, then those causes are not existing in the person.
Right. So you're not only deleting the pain, you're also deleting the cause of the pain, which case the ailment.
Right.
So that's brilliant,
well,
isn't it?
Wow. Yeah, I basically don't delete pain. I delete what is out there that is the root or the many roots of pain. And you can say you can tell me your ankles hurt you, and I delete an imprint regarding that, and you may and probably will tell me your knees don't hurt and your low back doesn't hurt anymore and your sacrum doesn't hurt anymore, and maybe the water weight you've had for 40 years is going away. So there are many links that are not that people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, the sound is going a bit funny. Can anyone help? You sounded a little bit like a Dalek there for a minute, but I think it's cleared up now, has it?
Yeah, you sound fine.
We've got Star Vexer in the chat room. Hi to you. And animals as well. Sig's saying about our animals. Her kitty Lulu was diagnosed with granuloma allergies and something definitely going on. Plus, can you do anything for the cat?
Well, you might look at my website because I do work with animals, and I delete everything from their beginnings to through their life of all these frequencies that cause things in cats or, you know, horses or whatever. So she might want to contact me personally, and if she's interested, look at the website under services because there's a whole category there for animals. Not too many people do it, and I'm just amazed, you know, that they don't. They'll get them injected and detected and neglected, you know, by their vet, and all these chemicals they say they have to have for rabies, scabies, and whatever. And of course, my opinion is totally the opposite of all that. But animals, they've got their problems and their causes. And I work on strays around here just because I do it. And I've seen them change. Oh, I saw one, he was ragged and broken down and beaten up, and he looked like he'd been in a million wars. And in 3 months, he had turned into a big golden-looking lion. I mean, he's just beautiful, no limp, no nothing. And that was a stray cat that just would come up all the time.
Wow.
And I work on
amazing.
My animals too. So yeah, the number four on the services is pets, animals, horses, and other creatures. And two or three paragraphs there to read on that.
Okay.
Wow. So have we any more callers, Gary? Sorry, I was just
That's it for the callers for now.
Oh, I'm sure there's somebody out there with some pain would like to get some relief from that.
I work on a friend.
Can I speak? I have something really lovely to share. It's Abram Hicks. We can listen to it. In the meanwhile,
yes,
we wait for a caller. Because it's a lovely word for light workers. So, and it's really on topic of our celebration, because we celebrate our light here, and here we go.
Abraham Hicks.
The things that you seek, the successes that are still future tense for you, have already been accomplished, and we are savoring them now. And our powerful desire for you is that you will come frequently to your vortex of creation, where you will feel the fullness of the celebration that we all have as a result of the work that you have and are continuing to do. There have never been humans with greater intensity than those who have gathered here, really. We applaud you for your patience. And we encourage you to come to the vortex where you never need it. And we express to you appreciation of all that you are and eagerness that you feel love for yourselves in the way that we do right now. So we wish to express to you the brilliance of who you are. You are physically focused beings who are source energy instead of physically focused beings. You are the leading edge of the universe, and in your physical bodies, you are beacons who will lead millions of others who want what you have but don't know what you know. You have no assignment to teach them. It is through the clarity of your example that it will happen. And because of your participation, you have gathered around you in a rather consistent and intense fashion a cadre of non-physical energies. You can call them fairies of the universe or angels, you can call them anything you want, who have always known you, but whom you have not always known. But your feeling for them and your finding of them will be more vivid to you. And that feeling of standing out there on the leading edge, sort of lonely because others don't get you, is fast fading as your new association with who you really are has powerfully taken its place. It will no longer be necessary for others to get you in order for you to stand and know who you are. In fact, you're going to find it a very common thing that flows forth from you when others say, "I don't really understand what you mean," for you to say, "It doesn't matter." You are going to find yourself teaching without anyone asking for a classroom. You're going to find yourself understanding without anyone really verbalizing a problem. You're going to find yourself, vibrationally speaking, knowing from inside your vortex what it feels like to be tuned in to infinite intelligence. Solutions are going to flow forth to you more emphatically than you've ever experienced before, and you're going to find yourself often standing as a very clear-minded being amidst others who are standing in a place of somewhat confusion. And you're not going to feel uncomfortable in your leadership. As you hear people complaining, you won't take their complaints to heart at all, but you're going to feel a solution forming within you and words to back up the solution, and you're going to find yourself telling people what you know on a more consistent basis without offending them, because you're not going to be considering their point of view and your point of view at the same time. You're going to be speaking profoundly from your point of view. In other words, one who's connected to this source energy, one who's flowing with the stream from inside the vortex, is more powerful and more influential than millions who are not. And in giving all of this to you, it is our powerful desire that you understand that this is not an assignment that we are assigning to you. It is the fulfilling of the intention that you set forth and our acknowledging to you that you have accomplished what you have set forth to accomplish. You are creators who have come into this environment for the details that it evokes from you. But you are God Source who insists upon alignment with the energy of your source. And it is our knowing that as you move forward from this day, never again will you feel negative emotion without blessing the importance of it. Because in the negative emotion is the indication that you are setting forth for this universe expansion. And instead of feeling a continuing of negative emotion, you're going to flip. You're going to take the bounce. You're going to feel the solution that your problem has pointed, and you're going to feel it fast. You're going to feel how we feel more often as you explore the contrast of your time and space reality. And even though we can speak it and you cannot, and we can feel it, and maybe you are getting some of it, over the days that follow, you are going to feel the profound meaning of what we are offering here. Because you have managed to activate an inside the vortex vibration with enough consistency and frequency that your point of attraction has shifted dramatically. And the lives around you, which you call physical manifestationalists, and we call them manifestational indicators of vibration, are going to show it. So hold on to your hat and get ready to feel the celebration many times in every day of your newfound freedom in your newfound absence of resistance. There could not be greater love or appreciation focused at you than now. There could not be more recognition of the worthiness of that which is you than that which we feel here and now. And there could not be more eager anticipation for the manifestation that by law must follow as a result of what you have accomplished vibrationally. And with all of that, we say to you, you have done the work and we have received the benefit, which is exactly the way you so lovingly set it all up when you decided to come forth. And we want you to feel the appreciation of that which you call God and that which we call all that is for the expansion of the universe that is as a result of the beingness that is you. It is time for you to love you as we do and reap the benefit of you as we do. There is great love here for you, and we will remain and expect as much of you eternally in the vortex.
Esther Hicks. I love Esther. Abraham Hicks. Always good stuff. Are you there, John?
I am here.
We have a caller. It's a Skype caller, 200 number. Let me go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 200. You are on the air. Can you hear us? Can we hear you?
Am I the 200? This is
Isamara. How are you?
Okay, nice to talk to you, Gary. Hello, everyone. Hello, John.
Hello, hello. Are you
Hi,
in some
Alba.
Pain today?
Yes, I am calling today for my friend Miguel. He's here with me, but he doesn't speak Spanish. He doesn't speak English. So how can we do this? Do you want to hear his voice?
I really don't need to. Is he in pain right now with something?
Yes, he's in pain. His left knee is in pain, and his back, the upper part of his back.
Well, let's just find one thing here to do. That's the major, you know, major pain with him. What's his major pain?
Where does it hurt him the most?
The knee.
His knee hurts him. Okay, and it was hurting when you called me, right?
Yes.
Okay, ask him if it's hurting now.
Que te pregunte si ahora mismo te duele.
Ahora mismo sí.
Yes, right now it hurts.
Right now it hurts. So now it's the same as it was. Well, let's see.
Te duele como te dolía.
I can't find it anymore. Let's see how it is now.
A ver qué tal. ¿Cómo te duele lo mismo que antes?
Pues al tocarme menos.
It's trying to find his pain, but he's touching the knee and it hurts a little bit less. It's not
so he's having to look for the so he's having to look for the pain now. A while ago he didn't have to look for it because it was jumping out at him, right?
Yes, that's it, yes. Exactly, that's how it is. Yes, as you said.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable. Well, let's ask him now, and let's just see if it's all gone. Mostly gone.
Mira,
all gone.
Si se te ha pasado ahora del todo, que lo mires a ver si se te ha pasado completamente. Hold on a minute, he's, you know, he's looking for it really carefully.
Hace un momento me tocaba un poco, me apretaba un poquito y ya me dolía, y ahora estoy tratando de apretar.
No, it's gone. It's gone, yes.
Good. I like the way you phrase that. Looking for it very carefully. It's like, that's good, intricately. See if you can find any. That's wonderful.
Yes, it's gone. And what about his back? Could you do something that too? Because
I just do one thing for someone on the radio. If they want a lifetime of stuff, then they can, you know, they can contact me and email me or call me, and we can see about, you know, deleting the causes of everything that you've ever experienced or he has from before your birth and through your life. And that's the idea of it. Let's get rid of all of the causes of everything that has happened and that's going on inside of you that's negative.
Yes. Thank you very much, John. It's a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for your help. And bye-bye,
you're
family.
Welcome.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. Hugs from
thank
Spain.
Thank you,
Tamara. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Much love to you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's it. That's all we have for callers at the moment.
And
if
how
you
do
want to talk,
time, Gary?
We've got 15 minutes left in the show.
Right. So.
Did you want to talk about how you do this a little bit, John? About the.
About
quantum physics or something? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually using muscle testing, but it's not at the level that. People are used to, and there are a lot of people doing muscle testing, and they really help people a lot. Chiropractors use some of it. Mm-hmm. But what I'm doing is I'm accessible. As far as the physical body, you can actually go in and access the imprints in the genes. And your genes are not a cause of any disease. I don't care what they say out there. They just have their information in there. But we're programmed, and we experience things through our programming. And it could be pain. It could be viral frequencies. And that's just, those are just programs stored in the receptor sites that are on the cells. Now, this gets into some real detailed stuff that Bruce Lipton talks about, receptors, and then the antenna that also emit on the cells. And I actually will delete what is coming into that cell and the way that it sees what's coming in. And when you do, a bladder infection, so to speak, and you're in serious pain, if I delete any kind of a blueprint on the antenna of that cell, that part of the cell that receives, and also the part that emits, then I expect you to tell me within even seconds or less than a second that I don't have the pain of this so-called infection anymore. And that's kind of a way that it works on a physical level. And that's getting really to the core in the physical body. I work outside the physical body to obtain this, going into the blueprint of your birth and beyond your birth in fields of existence and non-existence, fields of nothingness. That sounds strange, but there are things stored that actually reflect into you and cause problems in your being, whether it's something mental or emotional, you know, or physical or psychic or whatever. And so people who are walking around with emotional conflicts and problems and post-traumatic stress syndrome things, all of those have these same kind of blueprints that can all be deleted. So that if you have shell shock from Vietnam or wherever you went, or your husband beating you or your wife beating you, I expect when I do this that you don't have that feeling anymore, that it's gone. It's gone, you know, very quickly, say within a second or even seconds. But everything is stored in the body, and it's stored in the matrix of the universe, the holographic field, like in glitches. And what I do is I basically take an eraser and erase the glitch in the universe that's causing you to go through whatever you're going through.
Well, whatever it is you do, it's amazing. And I want to thank you again for being on the show with us. And I love the way you explained it. I love the quantum physics. Thank you again. You're truly helping people. You really are.
Do we have a few minutes left here?
That is about it for the time. And it's moving forward in the show here. To close the chakras and that sort of thing. Maybe we can bring you back on here in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to give out the website again if I could.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead one more time with the website.
The website is beyondhealingjohnlucas.com.
Okay.
Beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And there's a phone number in the States. It's 325-829-3984. And there's an email. It's lucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com, and that's spelled LucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com, and that's it.
There you have it. Great.
There's a question,
John,
in the chat room, John, before you go. Siggy's asking, can a person draw the illness back to them?
When a deletion is done, the deletion is done. The imprint and the blueprint is gone. Like I tell people, this isn't therapy. This is deletion. So, and I don't get into that. You can pull it back, or yeah, you can make it happen again. I don't believe that. Not with this work.
No, me neither. And don't you believe it, Sig? Oh. We're going to close the chakras now, and then we'll play some more music or get John back on, whatever we have time for. But we need to close the chakras. And we have Star Vector in the chat room. He's the gentleman who does my videos, and he's absolutely brilliant. Star Vector on YouTube, if you want to see his account. So not everyone wants to close the chakras. But if you're new to meditating at all, it's better if you close your chakras. And a lot of people I know have been meditating in the chat room while people have been being healed. So to close the chakras, we go to the top of the head, pretending we have doors, and we close that chakra. Then close the door to the third eye, down to the throat chakra, closing that door, down to the heart chakra, closing that door, down to the solar plexus, closing that one, and down to the navel chakra, closing that one, down to the base chakra, closing that door, down to the feet chakra, closing that one, but leaving it open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. While we are physical beings in a physical body, we need to get ourselves grounded. We can also do that by eating chips, drinking water, and generally sending love and light right down into the heart of Gaia. Then we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of white light. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid and sealing to the top with a blue seal, keeping you safe and secure till next time we meditate or until next time we meet. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to all the angelic realm for joining us today. Please be in the archives for people listening in. Later. Thank you to John also, Marika and Gary. Thank you for the lovely show. Thank you for the callers and all the people in the chat room. Thank you very much. Next week's guest is a crystal lady called Jane Dawson. And we're hoping to get Jane on to tell us all about crystals next week. And John will be back on again next month, won't you, John? The last Monday of next month, John will be back. So don't forget, if you're in any pain, get ready to call in. And he even heals broken hearts, don't you, John?
Well, actually, yeah, I guess so. And
John? Actually, one more time, really quickly, could you go with the email address? Because I have someone asking me what your email was.
Okay. And, you know, if they can't find me, they can just Google John Lucas Healer, which I don't call myself that, but they'll get two or three pages of stuff. But it's Lucas, Luke Adams, at hotmail.com, and that's LucasLucAdams at hotmail.com. Or just Google John Lucas Healer.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's it.
Great.
thank you.
Yes, thank you. Brilliant. How good is that?
Okay.
Have we got time for a song? We're still celebrating.
Yes, we are. We play a happy song to finish our show, and we hope to all see you next week. And make sure to ground yourself, hug a tree, and drink a lot of water. I love you all, and thank you very much for being here, for co-creating.
Yes, thank you, everyone. I love you all, too. Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful energy you co-created. Thank you so much. I love you all, too. Great. Here we go, then.
My world go crazy. I won't be standing with my back against the wall. Take some time to make me understand, and maybe I realize this feeling's not so new at all.
feeling grateful. Love I was scared to shape from. Love I was sharing with you all alone. Your love was never easy. There was no time to please me. Looking back, it killed me to the bone. I knew there was something wrong.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for celebrating our one-year anniversary with us.